Lesson 9A. Exercise 1B. Listen and check. Were your questions the same?
Where in America did you go to study English?
I went to a high school in Cleveland, Ohio.
What did you study at school?
We studied all the usual things. Math, science, English. A new subject for me was mechanics. It was cool.
Where did you live?
I lived near the school with an American family.
How many people were there in the family?
There were four in the family. Me, my host brother, my host mom, and my host dad.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a fantastic year. I loved school and I loved family. I did lots of new things, like camping and voluntary work.
What did you miss about home?
I really missed my family at first. I missed my cat too.
Lesson 9A. Exercise 2B. Listen to the radio advertisement and complete the missing information.
Come and study English at the New Zealand English and Activity Centre. English and fun. You learn English in the mornings from 9:30 to 12:30. So that's for 3 hours. In the afternoons, you can choose to go kayaking, windsurfing, or diving if you like sport. If you don't want to do sport, you can do photography or cooking in the afternoons. You stay with great local families. The cost per week is only 200 New Zealand dollars. For more information, contact Mrs. Buckley. That's B-U-C-K-L-E-Y on 855-855-7572. See you there!
Lesson 9B. Exercise 3B. Listen and check.
A long time ago, there was a group of Aboriginal people. They were very hungry. Three men from the group went fishing. They caught so many beautiful fish that the boat almost sank. They were very happy and they decided to go home. On the way home, they met an old man. They quickly covered the fish to hide it. The old man said, "I'm hungry. Did you catch any fish?" The three fishermen lied. They said, "We don't have enough fish for our people." The old man walked away saying, "You'll never enjoy fish again." The fishermen went home. The people were very happy to see so many beautiful fish. They cooked all the fish on the fire. They started to eat the fish, but the fish were full of bones. It was impossible to eat them. The leader of the group didn't understand why the fish were so horrible. He asked, "Did you meet anyone on the road?" "Yes," said the fisherman, "an old man." "You stupid fisherman," said the leader. "That wasn't an old man. That was Nurundiri. Nurundiri made the fish full of bones because you didn't share them. We can never eat this type of fish again."